is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Closing arguments are underway in Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial in Delaware, where the president's son opted not to take the stand today in his own defense. CBS's Scott McFarland has more from Wilmington.
Jury instructions now that both the prosecution and the defense have rested. The defense rested without calling the defendant to the stand. After jury instructions and a lunch break for the jury, they begin closing arguments, which means this case could be in the jury's hands by mid to late afternoon if the judge wants them to begin deliberating today.
Prosecutors claim Biden lied on a federal gun form and was actively using drugs when he bought a gun in 2018. Hunter has pleaded not guilty. In Florida today, former President Trump set to virtually meet with probation officials ahead of his hush money sentencing next month in New York. CBS's Katrina Kaufman reports.
They're allowing Trump to do this pre-sentencing interview with the New York Probation Department from his home here in Mar-a-Lago, which is a very unusual exception, but Trump is, of course, an unusual case. This is the first former president to ever undergo this type of interview.
Trump faces house arrest or several years in prison when he's sentenced July 11th. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East now for his eighth visit to the region since October 7th. He's currently in Israel, but making stops in other Arab countries to convince leaders to put pressure on Hamas to agree to a ceasefire.
We'll see. Does Hamas want to end this conflict, end this war that it started, or not? We'll find out.
Intense heat is still blanketing much of the country today, including the southwest and west. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking those high temps.
It is likely to top the 105, 110 degree mark for portions of Nevada, the California deserts, and on down into Arizona.
He says Death Valley could hit as high as 120. A popular drug maker's touting a new vaccine to knock out two viruses.
Moderna says its combination vaccine to protect against both COVID-19 and influenza generated a stronger immune response in adults aged 50 and over when compared to separate shots against the viruses in a late-stage trial.
That's CBS's Steve Kathan. And a massive landslide caused a huge chunk of the Teton Pass to collapse this weekend in Wyoming, and it remains closed today, essentially cutting a commuter link between Jackson and some small towns in eastern Idaho. It's unclear how long repairs could take, but nearby national parks will be open. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Mount Pleasant officials are meeting today to discuss a water dispute that could derail the planned Microsoft data center development. It stems from a disagreement with Racine over a services agreement. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman vetoed a county board resolution that would have removed her authority to fire division heads at will. The board needs two-thirds to override. The Ascension patient record system is gradually coming back online. They were hit by a ransomware attack. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has deemed a second recall effort against him unsuccessful. He's accusing organizers of collecting fraudulent signatures and violating rules. Kenosha Unified's giving the city five former school properties, and one is being transferred to the school district. Leaders are trying to turn closed school sites into redevelopments, including affordable housing and community spaces. Work on a new roundabout at Highways J and 11 in Burlington is set to start this week after a delay. They'll be working there throughout the summer with occasional shutdowns. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Bucks add a coach.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks have rehired Darvin Ham as an assistant coach. Doc Rivers making more staff changes. Ham was a Bucks assistant under Mike Budenholzer before being hired as head coach of the Lakers. He was fired last month after just two seasons in L.A. Last night in Boston, former Buck Drew Holiday leading the Celtics with 26 points in a 105-98 win over the Mavericks. Holiday was with the Bucks when they won the title 3 years ago.
A different team, different setting, different year being on this team. The journey to this point has been great, but we still know being up 2-0 means nothing.
Game three is Wednesday in Dallas. Golf Ernie Els wins the AmFam Championship in Madison, shooting a 12-under par. Steve Stricker finished second. Also in attendance, Packers quarterback Jordan Love, the Bucks, Pat Connaughton, and Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps. Baseball, the Brewers open a series at home tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee losing to the Tigers yesterday 10-2, but they still have a 6.5 game lead in the NL Central. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
Plenty of sunshine in the sky today as a high-pressure system sits overhead, providing calm winds and comfortable temperatures in the upper 60s. We'll stay clear again tonight and fall quite crisp. Then we get a little wet tomorrow, some showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64. WRJN.
There she was. Just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being with me this afternoon. You know, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6 a.m., along with reports throughout the day. Keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Anybody here? Anybody here?
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. touch them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, recently Don Rosen spoke with Nick Dembski from the Racine Public Library, and Nick talked about their summer reading program.
Yeah, so that this is always a big deal. Every year we have a summer reading challenge, and there's frankly just like too many things involved with that to even go through them all. We have a bunch of different programs that are happening. It's all ages. But most importantly, it's just a way, you know, it's go to our website and you'll find information on it immediately. But it's a way to encourage people, children through adults, to be reading throughout the summer. It's, you know, libraries especially do this to try to prevent what they call the summer slide in young readers, right? Readers are getting educated every day while school is in session, and then summer comes in and they just stop reading. And so they'll lose some of their literacy skills. So libraries sort of stand in the gap for that.
That's Nick Dembski, is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 here on WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless hits and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Next Brewers game coming up tonight, 7:10 p.m. first pitch on WRJN.
Come to me when I call your name. I realize.
Francisco. Gentle people with flowers in their hair. All across the nation, such a strange vibration.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. What do you say we get you into the news center?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's now officially a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford announced she's running today. Former Attorney General Brad Schimmel is already running. Just like the last state Supreme Court race, the ideological balance of the high court is on the line. The election is April 1st. Madison police now say 12 young people were injured in a shooting at a Madison party early Sunday. No one was killed, and police say at least two people started shooting at a crowd of more than 25 young people on a high-rise apartment building rooftop. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
We are working tirelessly to identify and apprehend those responsible for these senseless acts, and we will not rest until justice is served.
Police are asking for tips. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Mount Pleasant officials are convening today to discuss a water-related dispute that could impact the Microsoft data center in Racine County. The conflict stems from a water and wastewater services agreement between the city of Racine and the village of Mount Pleasant. Last week, Village President David DeGroot accused Racine city leaders of not honoring their part of the agreement and holding up projects. Racine Mayor Corey Mason argued that the city has not received the promised benefits from the agreement and seeks to renegotiate. He's citing the failed Foxconn deal and its unfulfilled job projections. There's somewhat of a power struggle in Kenosha County. County Executive Samantha Kirkman last week vetoed a resolution passed by the county board. That resolution repealed a policy granting the county executive the authority to fire division heads at will. The board voted 13-9 to approve the change, which would have meant the county executive couldn't terminate division leaders. A two-thirds vote by county supervisors is required to overturn Kirkman's veto. Ascension's My Chart is back up. Not all of the hospital system's data is back online, but officials say they hope to be fully back up later this week. Health records were inaccessible for many of its facilities for the past month due to a ransomware attack. The Ascension Pharmacy System is also back up and running. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Plenty of sunshine in the sky today as a high-pressure system sits overhead, providing calm winds and comfortable temperatures in the upper 60s. We'll stay clear again tonight and fall quite crisp. Then we get a little wet tomorrow, some showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
WRJN.
this way. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, you're going to want to keep listening because in the 3 o'clock hour, I'm going to have your next keyword in the Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your chance to win coming up on WRJN.
Do you? gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, I'll understand.
We're writing on it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, if you're wondering what happened to our talk shows, you can still find them on our sister station, 540 AM WAUK, or you can download the Civic Media app. Now, though, it's The Doors on WRJN.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song.
Tell me how much you missed me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the whole side of town.
nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I've got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. Tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby. Side of town.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. You're Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman. Thanks for listening. Well, with the warm weather comes an increase in trampoline injuries. Medical experts say they see a sharp increase in the number of children admitted to hospitals after falling off the bouncy backyard toys. And while some accidents happen when there's no adult supervision, many occur when parents try to join in on the fun. Their bouncing increases risks to kids. Each year, more than 100,000 people in the United States are treated in emergency rooms over trampoline-related injuries. This figure includes a wide range of injuries from minor to severe. Let's be careful out there.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Be here for an epic celebration of Latin American culture at Brewers Cerveceros Day on July 14th, presented by Sherwin-Williams. With each special ticket, you'll get a one-of-a-kind Brewers beach towel. Find your seats now at brewers.com/community nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
I can't believe this is real. We're finally doing our big fishing trip.
This is the year I'm doing everything I've always talked about.
Something's different about you. I feel like I'm talking to a whole new man.
Between you and me, it's Nugenix Total T that's making the difference.
Nugenix, the testosterone booster?
Exactly. Turning 40 and lower testosterone made it harder to find the drive and energy for the things that matter, like spending time with family and friends. So I tried Nugenix Total T.
That really works.
Absolutely. Nugenix is the reason we're finally doing this trip. It's why I have more energy for my family.
How do I give Nugenix a try?
Send them a text for a complimentary bottle.
Text LEAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LEAP to 321-321. That's LEAP to 321-321.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got news for you, and I'm going to reveal the next keyword in the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Keep it here on WRJN.
Oh, Town Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Jury deliberations are imminent in Delaware, where closing arguments continue in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial. CBS's Scott McFarlane is there.
The issue here gets the question, have you used drugs or are you using drugs? The form says the latter. Are you using drugs or addicted? The defense says that's not clear for somebody who might be in recovery.
Hunter faces decades in prison if convicted. Donald Trump's talking.